Hey, Raider fans, Jeanette Thompson here at Training Camp 2012 in Napa, California. I am with long snapper John Kondo. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. I love it out here.
I love sitting down with John Kondo. Always fun to chat with. You've got some new stuff going on this season. A couple of new people on special teams. What is it like? You kind of are, you're becoming one of the elders on the special team squad. So do you have to do more teaching now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm one of the older vets now on the teams, and there's a lot of young, new faces out there. Their heads are already spinning because it's a brand new playbook, brand new system, brand new coaches. So when I'm out there, I'm just trying to keep positive. And if they're going out there and if they're only giving 70%, then that's not good. That's not helping the team at all. But if they're going 100%, they can afford to screw up a little bit. As long as you're going fast and having a good time out there and playing hard, then they're getting a good look and they're helping the team out.
Well, the head coach actually mentioned Marquette King, talked about he just needs to see more consistency out of him. Do you help him at all with that, or is he on his own?
No. I mean, Marquette, he's a great, great young guy with strong leg, a lot of talent. He actually came up and he goes, man, you're like my big brother out there. And that's what I try to be. You know, I realize I'm an older vet, and I try to help him out. On days that he's having a great day, you know, he's a great kicker. You can obviously tell he has NFL talent. But days that aren't going so well, I try to settle him down and say, hey, man, that's just one day out of so many. You know, you got so many days ahead of you to look forward to. You just got to keep positive. You know, every day, every person has a bad day. It's just a matter of coming out the next day and having a better day.
As a member of special teams, you have a little bit more downtime than some of the other players. So I caught you working a couple of drills with Sebastian out there. What are you guys working on when you're out there?
You weren't supposed to be videotaping that. That was just something we used to do last year. I used to do it with some of the coaches, and it's more of a tackling drill, you know, because a lot of times when I get down there in punt coverage, if I'm alone with the returner, I just don't want to look like a fool, you know, when I'm one-on-one with Devin Hester, you know, or another returner. I don't want to look like a fool. So I'm trying to keep my hips low, trying to have a good balanced position and breaking on the ball carrier.
Well, I think that's another thing or characteristic that makes you such a great player for this team is because you are versatile. You know, it's not just he's our long snapper. You've got talent on the football field. How important is that for you to be able to be versatile?
It's extremely important. That's one thing that I take a lot of pride in. I mean, in college and even the first couple of years in the league, you know, I was a linebacker. Not that I played, but, you know, I'd be taking a lot of position or practice reps and stuff as a linebacker. But I take a lot of pride out there because I want teams to have to force – I want to force teams to have to put a guy on me or a guy on the PP, you know, because if they do that, then someone else is free. So I'm going to bust my butt to get down there as fast as I can just so I can be accountable for, you know. If they're not going to put another guy on top of me, then I'm going to try to fly down there and make a play, try to make the returner stop his feet, do whatever I can to help the team, try to limit the amount of yards the return gets.
Got a new special teams coach also, Steve Hoffman. Tell me a little bit about his style and how have you all been able to adapt to it?
It's a new style. He's a good coach. He knows what he's doing. I mean, every aspect game, he's seen it all. Any situation, there's situations that I never even thought of. I mean, we just practiced one the other day on the field goal team. Never even thought about it, but it's something that could happen. And that's extremely important, just knowing the situation of the game. You got to be a student of the game. And when you're a student of the game and when you know when the situation arises and you see it in practice, then when you're out there on the field, I mean, it should flow a lot easier instead of just everyone running around.
Well, we've got to get you back to the Pro Bowl. But in the meantime, if we had to put you in the Olympics, the summer games are going on right now. What sport would you compete in for the United States?
Oh, man, we were talking about this. I mean, I don't know if we'd be a summer Olympic team, but I know me, Shane, and Seabass were talking. If we were in Winter Olympics, we'd definitely be the curling team.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, it's just one of them sports where you don't really have to have too much physical, you know, appearance to you or anything like that, but it's just right on the ice. But summer Olympics, man, that's – I mean, swimming's too tough. I mean, track and field, yeah, I'm not fast enough to be track and field. Probably something, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'd like to do badminton. Badminton would
really
be really fun. I like badminton, but that might be, I don't know. There's
no water polo.
Whew, that's a rough sport, water polo. I heard the people grow their toenails and really long scratching down there. That's a rough sport. That's
things
that's something
you learn.
I know. Well, that's what I heard. I mean, I don't know. I've never heard. I never watched water polo. But, I couldn't think of a sport right now in the Summer Olympics. Maybe archery or shooting or anything, something like that.
All right. We'll have to check out your talents later. But in the meantime, let's check out his talents on the football field. We will see you soon. We've got a game coming up. But before that, you can catch him at Raider Nation Celebration on the 12th. Get all the information right here at Raiders.com and all of your training camp coverage. I'm Jeanette Thompson here with long snapper John Kondo. Until next time, go Raiders.
Raiders.